This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast live from my flagship radio station, AM 860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida. Great radio stations across the country. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now across America and around the world, too, via satellite. Plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol working very hard along that border, our security officers and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, too, sorting that mail for delivery today. Thanks for the job you do keeping America rolling along. And let's not forget our Uber and Lyft and taxi drivers, moving people all around. Thanks, guys and gals. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Well, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I want to play a short clip here from Kellyanne Conway, who was on Fox News yesterday with Bill Hemmer, that mid-morning show that they have. And she was asked a question about the four congressional representatives, the Democrats, known as the Squad. And she had a very interesting comment to make back. Now, it's 55 seconds long, so it won't kill us, so here we go.
What the president is doing is we are tired, sick and tired of many people in this country. Forget these four. They represent a dark underbelly in this country of people who are not respecting our troops, are not giving them the resources and the respect that they deserve. They voted against the military aid. They voted against pay raises. They voted against the $700 billion, the $716 billion that this president has put forward. They scoff at things like the VA Choice Act, the Whistleblower and the Accountability Act. We're the ones helping veterans and military in this White House. We're tired of people not kneeling for the flag out of disrespect. We're tired of some of these women palling around with terrorists. One of them is in pictures with somebody who was responsible for the murder of three Israeli soldiers. Where is the press? Stop falling down on the job. Stop being so afraid of and adoring of four people who got here a few short months ago.
What she said is absolutely true, especially about the terrorist part.
Yeah, I mean, there's I don't know where they get their talking points from. I can imagine some of it's coming from the DCCC and maybe even the DNC, but there's some other external influences that they, since they are the freshmen, they have become their own little clique.
Yep.
You know, they say all these things and then they use it, they use their skin color, because they keep saying women of color.
Yeah.
To hide behind. So as soon as you have some kind of criticisms, they automatically go to the racist thing.
Correct. But I understand what they're doing, because I understand the playbook that they're using, the rules for radicals, and I understand that ridicule, which is man's most potent weapon, Saul Alinsky's rule number 5, there is no defense. It's irrational. It's infuriating. It works as a key pressure point to force the enemy into concessions. That's why they keep throwing up, you know, and saying, well, it's racist. Yeah, that's what they're trying to do. They're creating a false facade, and they use it all the time.
we get it.
All right, what's going on in Puerto Rico? We talked about it the other night there.
They're about seven hours into protest, but overnight, the protests trying to get the governor removed because of these communications that were released and because of corruption, it went sideways real fast. So now we've got lines of police standing off with the Puerto Ricans, tear gas, to the point where media had to kind of go inside and get out of the firing squad, firing zones, if you will. It's getting real nasty. The governor refuses to resign, and apparently the Puerto Ricans are going to stay at this until he does. Now, what's particularly interesting, even if he does leave, the next person in line is what they necessarily call the Speaker of the House. To take over, but that person resigned too.
Well.
Already. Yeah. So, Puerto Rico's a mess. I mean, it's spiraling out of control real fast.
Now, the Pentagon announced yesterday they're sending another 2,100 troops to the border with Mexico.
Correct. And I think, we're sending 500 to Saudi Arabia.
Uh huh.
So, yeah, things are getting a little wild out there, huh?
Well, yeah, but then again, I'm not surprised at some of it because we've got the new executive order, and, of course, they are definitely trying. And, by the way, where are we with the wall down there with these private contractors?
Well, I think, it's very hard to tell. We keep hearing that, some pieces of the wall are still under construction. I believe that. Other pieces are still, parts of the wall are being repaired and upgraded. It can never be a contiguous wall. I mean, that's just a given.
Uh-huh.
But I think that, they're concentrating on specific areas. In the meantime, you've got ranchers that are kind of taking things into their own hands, too, and almost forming their own militias, if you will.
Yeah, that's what I've been told. All right, we'll hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, we are going to talk about something that should wake you up to what's going on right under your own noses, and you won't believe it till we tell you. It has to do with Google. It has to do with search engines. It has to do with facts and figures and things that you go to check and verify in the internet. Wait till you hear this one. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, y'all are. And what do 350,000 responsibly armed Americans all have in common, you say? Well, they all trust the USCCA to be their first line of defense in the aftermath of something they've had to do for self-defense. Now, it doesn't matter if you use a gun, a club, a knife, a ball bat, a hammer, a screwdriver, or whatever to defend yourself, because they know the legal system doesn't always get it right, and the last person standing is the first person they're going to be looking at when they get there, the law enforcement people, and defending your life should not cost you everything you own. So now you can carry with confidence knowing that you've got life-saving training and education on your side, because at USCCA you'll not only have the opportunity to win a free gun a day giveaway by going to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and clicking on the USCCA logo link, but you'll also have the opportunity to sign up for free training. Also, if you want to become a member, one of the three different categories that you can join in membership, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff, including some pretty neat USCCA gear there too. So go over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and click on the logo link that's right there for the USCCA. Sign up for the free gun a day giveaway. You can't win it if you don't sign up and take a look at membership over there. Membership does have its advantages, and tell them the captain sent you. All righty. Denise Simon, founderscode.com, is with us. Hello.
Good morning.
I got a note here from Charlie in Colorado. Now, he's probably listening to us on KNUS AM 710, The Answer in Denver, a Salem affiliate. And hello there, Denver. How you doing? He says, Captain, I am furious. In Colorado recently, a bunch of anti-ICE extremists swarmed a law enforcement facility and tore down the American flag, replaced our flag with a Mexican flag, ripped down a Blue Lives Matter flag, which honors our brave police officers, spray-painted Abolish ICE on it, and then raised it back up upside down. We need to declare this Antifa group as a domestic terrorist group. How do we do this?
That really comes down to some collaboration between the Department of Homeland Security and FBI. You know, FBI, you and I have spoken about this before.
Yep.
That they have, in fact, I wrote about it. They have a list of what is necessarily known as domestic terror groups. And why they're waiting on this one, I don't know. But I know that the powers that be have these things on their desk. What they're doing with it is beyond me.
Now, you posted a fantastic article yesterday exposing Google and a lot of what they were doing. We had one of our radio compadres, Dennis Prager, who was called to testify about what was going on with him personally, Prager University and Google, where they took the Ten Commandments video that he put up, and because it said, "Thou shalt not murder" in it, and by the way, Ten Commandments, some of it, some wording was murder, other wording was kill, thou shalt not kill, depends on what version of it you're looking at. They said, well, they class it in the same thing as pornography and wouldn't show it. So he had a discussion about that. And then Ted Cruz was interviewing the, I guess he was the vice president of Google. Does that sound right?
The focus on this one is there was a hearing day before yesterday in the Senate, and Cruz was interviewing a PhD, Dr. Robert Epstein, not to be confused with the other Epstein.
Uh-huh.
And Dr. Robert Epstein, he is absolutely a devout Democrat. He wanted Hillary to vote. I mean, he voted for Hillary, wanted her to absolutely win. However, he's been studying this thing with Google for about 6.5 years. He's the former editor of Psychology Today,
yep.
250 articles, blah, 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 blah. So he's used some outside organizations to actually help with his research. And he explained very carefully, the manipulative tactics that Google used on behalf of the Hillary and her campaign in order to move votes. And he says in the testimony that at a minimum, the manipulated votes were 2.4 million and
right.
It could be as high as 12 million.
I thought it was 10.
Maybe it was. But the bigger warning here is that you cannot get to the data by Google. You cannot get to their algorithms and their software on how they're doing this. He's warning us that in 2020, it should be twice as bad.
Yep. All right, well, let's take a caller here. I think we've got our favorite listener. Is this Bag M and Bob?
Yes, sir.
What's the question, sir?
Well, a little bit of a thing. I saw it here on the internet or somewhere. Anyway, they get a big problem with rats in Los Angeles, and they've put down restrictions on rat chemical and some other thing or other. And then they're pointing out that rats are tied to the homelessness, and there's a typhus epidemic that's also tied to the homeless.
True.
And also the other thing is that they put have a law that have no tents on the sidewalk. So that seems to be the big thing. They got all these tents blocking the sidewalk. I think here in St. Peter somewhere they got no tents on the sidewalk law. And they could put them on some land that they set aside for the tents. And that way the homeless people would have a place to put their tents and stuff. But you gotta have civil discourse and egress among the sidewalks and all that. Anyway, that's what I'm trying to say, Captain.
All right, and I realize it didn't have anything to do with what we were talking about, Denise, but I don't think the homeless people should be allowed to be on the streets to begin with. They should be able to take them, and
that's the whole point of
They got all these empty warehouses and things in Los Angeles. You know that, and I know that.
Well, apparently they're going to start designating some parking lots.
Okay.
So
go park in the parking lot. Yeah, go pitch a tent in the parking lot, right?
All right.
Okay. Now, getting back to where we were at, because this is dynamic stuff about Google, they are actually trying to manipulate, and I do know what you're saying about how they figured what it translated to votes, because if you can't find out the correct information when you're trying to search something, and by the way, the other reason here for our discussion is maybe, folks, it's about time to stop using Google, because Google is owned by who, Denise?
Well, the parent company is Alphabet.
And Alphabet was responsible for how much money given to the Clinton campaign?
It's estimated to be about $1.5-1.6 million.
They were the number one contributor in 2016 to the Hillary Clinton campaign. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, and this is not an old condition, I mean, or a new condition, because Google was doing the same thing for Obama.
Yeah.
And then they just stepped up their game when it came to the Hillary campaign. So this, yeah, I invite everybody to go to foundersgo.com and look at watch this video. It's about a 12 or 15 minute video, question and answer session between this Dr. Robert Epstein and Senator Cruz, and also Senator Hirono. This Dr. Epstein's work is completely validated, because yet another organization that's known as the Campaign for Accountability pretty much did. They issued a 20-page report back in November of 2016, and they pretty much said the same thing.
Yep.
So the question is, is this a RICO operation, what Google was doing?
Yep.
Is this some kind of campaign contribution for Hillary, such that it not only is it $1.6 million that they donated in cash to her, but it services in kind?
Right.
And I would argue that what Google / Alphabet was doing for Hillary was probably much worse than the infection or interference that Russia had.
That's what this professor led us to believe. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep. And the one I watched was 15 minutes and I don't know, so many seconds long. Yeah.
Yeah. It's 15 minutes that'll be very important in your life.
And you can find that article on her website, founderscode.com. You can also find it on my Facebook page. It's on my personal page, Matt Bruce. It's also on the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, Captain's America Radio Show, the fan pages as well. And you'll see it in a lot of different places, because I think Tom Del Picardo shared it too, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. And that's Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. And I'll be right back with another military and veterans news segment.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us. What's up?
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Rallying supporters in North Carolina, President Trump celebrated the news that the House blocked an impeachment resolution proposed by a Texas Democrat. The president also noted he has no regrets about his tweets that four Democratic congresswomen should go back to their home countries. he singled out Ilhan Omar, who's originally from Somalia.
Omar has a history of launching vicious anti-Semitic screed.
Iran's foreign minister, Mohammad Zarif, told a group of envoys at the United Nations that the U.S. sanctions on Iran amount to economic terrorism. Zarif also denied that Tehran is trying to provoke military action.
We've never started a war. We will never start a war. But we will defend ourselves, and anybody who starts a war with Iran will not be the one who ends it.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this edition of our Military and Veterans News is brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to better serve you, and in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to becoming an aviation maintenance tech, a very high-paying, in-demand job where you pretty much can write your own career path. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, we know that more and more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school. As a matter of fact, more people have chosen to go through the technical school route or VOTEC or BOCES route in high school to learn a trade that in most cases will get them started on a career path right off the bat, right out of high school. Now, that's fine. And yeah, you don't need a college degree to do that. But how would you like to make more money? Now, if you want to make more money and start at $50,000 a year, maybe $60,000, and have the chance to make a lot more, I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy. Now, National Aviation Academy can be found on the web, naa.edu, naa.edu. And they can fill the void and give you a great career path, and you can basically sign your own check because aviation maintenance techs are in high demand all around the world. Now, the website again, naa.edu, two locations to serve you. What do you got to lose? Take a tour. See what you're all about. Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston. Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay area. Give them a call at 859-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And tell them you want to take the tour. Then in your next breath, say, the captain sent me. And you'll be glad you did. It'll open the door wide open for you. Wide open for you. So there you go. That's the National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you. Now, the Army, the Army's 3rd Security Force Assistance Brigade is activating. They had a recent ceremony at Fort Hood in Texas as they're preparing for an overseas mission in the Middle East. And we wish them well. Our affiliate in San Antonio, that's the hometown, one of the hometown units over there. So we'll be keeping an eye on you through 9:30, the answer in San Antonio. Also, the Army modernization and officials are getting help from the Navy to make the service's high-energy laser program more than twice as powerful for fending off aerial attacks from swarms of enemy drones. They'll be using a laser from the ground that the Navy developed to fight and take down the enemy drones coming at them. And enlisted women hoping to join the ranks of the Navy, submariners, will no longer have to wait for infrequent opportunities to apply. Now you can apply for duty on board a submarine at any time, says the Navy. So gals, go get them if that's what you want to do. Also, with a $150 million price tag, the Navy CIC simulators are now running on both coasts. Navy officials say that they've launched a high-tech trainer that finally gives shipboard combat information center teams the most realistic education possible, short of actual combat. And that's all a good thing. Now, the Air Force, the new Wright-Patterson Air Facility, which is aiming to improve cyber defenses of fighters and bombers, cost $1.5 million to redesign the facility that was there and improve the fighter and bomber fleet's cyber defenses against adversaries. The new work area will also provide a collaborative space for acquisition professionals to learn about current and emerging threats and better protect against them. Now, Officers Training School, the Air Officers Training School in Alabama, is now bracing for the largest influx of officer trainees in its history. Don't know why that is, but they're getting a lot more officer trainees in the Air Force right now. And I guess it could be a good thing, depending on how that works out. So there you go. Also, the other day, Ross Perot, a hard-charging Texan with a folksy matter who made billions in business and twice sought the presidency, was celebrated in a memorial service for his devotion to his family, friends, faith, and country. He was a Navy guy and an Air Force F-16 conducted a flyover at his memorial service. Now, a Marine veteran who fought in some of the most deadliest and infamous World War II and Korean War battles, including the Battle of Iwo Jima in Japan and North Korea's Chosin Reservoir, celebrated his 100th birthday at the Pacifica Senior Living Center in Vista, California. And kudos to him. We don't have a name here. We just have the fact that that's what happened. By the way, the Stoner, 63... remember that, you guys in Nam? The Stoner 63, one of the coolest firearms ever developed, maybe because it was so beloved by SEAL team members in Vietnam. Well, Knights Armament has rebooted the Vietnam-era Stoner 63. You'll soon be able to buy it. Quite a weapon. love to get my hands on that one again. But anyway, Lockheed Martin was awarded a $492.1 million contract for high-mobility artillery rocket systems and M142 launchers and associated hardware for the U.S. Army, U.S. Marines, and Romania and Poland. So Lockheed Martin, once again, rolling in the dough, doing different things around the world. And Britain's first P-8 Poseidon took flight, conducted a test, a 90-minute flight, near a Boeing plant, part of the key testing that's been done before the British take the P-8A Poseidon aircraft. By the way, the VFW has snapped a 27-year membership decline and has added nearly 25,000 new members. The Veterans of Foreign War said it added some 25,000 new members during the past year, ending a long period of steady decline. And kudos to the VFW for finally getting creative. And a law signed by President Donald Trump on June the 25th to provide compensation to ill veterans who served on Navy ships in Vietnam, and also made several changes to the Department of Defense's Affairs Back Home Loans for all eligible veterans. The new law will increase VA home loan limits and funding fees, which is all good. Now, you heard me talk about the vote on Mark Esper, Army Secretary Mark Esper, and the U.S. Senators questioning him, asked him about many threats and worries during his morning confirmation hearing. Perhaps the most common concern was President Trump himself. But Senate leaders were hoping to vote on Mr. Esper's nomination to become the Defense Secretary as early as today. We'll see if they have to wait till next week instead. But they were trying to get it done today. And the House version of the defense policy bill, which would require the Pentagon to share data on groundwater contamination on military bases with local communities, went through committee. We'll see whether or not that actually goes further up the ladder or not. Also, the Department of Defense redirected more than $282 million to intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance programs in the past 2 years, largely from a defense-wide operation and maintenance account. That's a good thing. All right, coming up next, we are going to have Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, and I know he's going to be fired up, loaded up, ready for bear. So can't wait for that to happen. So don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and we are coming right back with more on this Thursday morning here, broadcasting from Tampa, Florida, all across the country.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers.
You're not a live underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. And I'll tell you what, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends down there at Mixon Fruit Farms, because inside Mixon Fruit Farms is the Mixon Groveside Cafe. Now, they're open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. You can get a great lunch there. Everything is homemade. By the way, they've got soups there as well. I forgot to mention the other day when we were there last week, my buddy Bill had some of the homemade soup, and he loved it. It was delicious. And every day they have a little different variety of soup, if you will. So they got that. They got the great sandwiches. All the bread's made there fresh, a lot of fresh ingredients. And then don't forget, when you get done having the food, don't forget about the orange swirl ice cream, because that's going to get you. That's going to get you. And it's there, and it's really good. And Chris Markowski is going to come down one of these days, and he's going to get some because I'm going to buy him a cone.
Yeah, that's a diet. I'll break my diet for some of that. That sounds good.
Sure you will. Now let's start by talking about El Chapo, who yesterday was sentenced. I believe he was sentenced for life, right?
Yeah, well, it's actually 30 years plus life.
Okay. Now, he's going to be staying in a not-so-nice prison. And the New York Times calls it not designated for humanity, the place where he's going.
Supermax he's going to?
Yeah, up the river, literally, in New York.
Oh, no, I thought he was going to the Supermax in Colorado.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, exactly. But it's not destined for humanity. He's been staying in New York up the river.
Yeah, but I, he's going to, you know, the place where, you know, the terrorists and the worst of the worst go.
Yep.
Yeah, I, listen, this is a guy with unbelievable means. We talk about wealth, and they always list the wealthiest people in the world, and oftentimes those people are wealthy due to the stock that they own or the real estate they own. Drug dealers are wealthy based upon just pure cash. I know we're trying to go ahead and seize a lot of his assets, billions of dollars.
$12.6 billion is what it's...
That's just what you know about. I mean, that's just what they know about. I mean, it just tells you how big this business is. Yeah, you got to put them in a place fairly safe, or you know something else might happen. But yeah, you got to take a look at the conduct of and what this business is like, these drug lords, and what takes place, and just how vile it really is.
Now Elon Musk is in the news again. Neuralink is a new company he started, a startup. Have you heard about it?
I'm Elon Musk's new company is called what?
Neuralink.
Now, I'm not familiar with this one.
Well, it's a startup to thread wires in brains to connect artificial intelligence.
Oh, okay. Yeah, now I know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. Listen, he's one of those guys who just he comes up with an idea and he kind of runs with it. And I kind of appreciate that. I do. I think that that's kind of neat that, you know, I want to try to invent things. But there's so many things that he's got out there right now that are just failing all over the place. I mean, Tesla's not making any money. His Todd Tesla, which bought First Solar is a disaster, even though it's getting tons and tons of subsidies. You know, maybe we should shut some of these things down or actually finish a project or two.
Mm. Yeah, that would be interesting. And the other thing, of course, when you talk about him, you always got to think about his car. Now, I saw a Tesla vehicle yesterday, and I was kind of surprised. They are electric. And we were in having a thunderstorm, raining very hard, and of course, lights on in the rain down here when you turn your wipers on. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Well, this electric car did not have his lights on, and he had his wipers going, and I'm wondering, is that because he was afraid he'd run his battery down?
Good question. I know the batteries last for a pretty decent amount of time. I don't know. Maybe he just had the settings screwed up in the car or something like that. It's a, you know, it's basically a computer on wheels for the most part. So I don't know.
Hmm. Yeah. Kind of strange. By the way, Bernie Sanders has admitted that his health plan, which is going to be free, isn't going to be free. You heard about that, right?
The fallacy of free. Everybody always says everything's free. Well, what's his charge now?
Well, his charge is that while you think it might be to begin with, let's see here, the middle class health care plan is not going to be free. This is just a short little clip, so here it goes right now.
So the Jeff Bezoses of the world would help pay for Medicare for all, higher taxes on them. Should the middle class at all have a stake in creating a system like Medicare for all through a bit of a higher tax rate?
Well, how do you think health care is not free? Right now, we pay for health care in a variety of ways. Pretty complicated. About half of health care dollars, more or less, comes from taxes. That's what Medicare is about, what Medicaid is about, what the CHIP program is about, what the Veterans Administration is about. So you already spend a lot of money on that.
You heard the answer, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I thought you meant outside of higher taxes. Everybody's taxes are going up. You have Medicare for all, you're paying for it.
Yeah, well, he slipped the answer in yes, and then they changed the subject real quick.
Well, he was basically saying, he said, yeah, I mean, it's got to be paid for, and it's going to be paid for through higher taxes. And, you know, it doesn't like saying it directly, but it is what it is.
Yep. Well, it is what it is, all right. And like you and I have been talking about for years, I mean, there's nothing free. Somebody pays for it somewhere.
Yeah. I mean, I call it the fallacy of free. Somebody's got to pay.
Now, Deutsche Bank came out, and a lot of these companies are talking about gold. And Deutsche Bank came out and suggested that people should buy some gold and then tuck it away for that day when you might need it to survive a currency war or whatever.
To survive, I've heard this. I mean, you're going to buy it, you're going to stick it where? In your house? I mean,
I don't know.
Part of your portfolio. I mean, I get involved with commodities, and gold's a commodity, and putting them in people's portfolios. But there's nothing wrong with that and using it as a hedge. But it most certainly is different than, you know, actually stuffing it your house in the currency war. Listen, you know, they always come up with something when they're trying to sell something.
Now, the IMF is the International Monetary Fund. Is that correct?
The IMF, yes.
All right. Well, they warned of some trade dangers, and they're saying the U.S. dollar is overvalued by some 12%.
Well, I mean, if dollar drops in value a little bit, that's going to be great for our exports, obviously. I don't know, overvalued versus what currency. You're taking a look at much of the European Union, which is running zero interest rates. So it's tough to see that, you know, the comparative value right now. We all know that China manipulates its currency to the downside to make what it sells much, much cheaper. That's part of the problem is you talk about currencies and having a stable currency, so then you can, you know, get better pricing ability when it comes to things. When nations go ahead and manipulate that, it makes it more difficult.
Now, you know about the who the chairperson is for the House Banking Committee, right?
For the House, okay, it's a Democrat now. Is it Max? No, Maxine.
You're right. It's Maxine Waters, okay. And yesterday she was outraged about Facebook's crypto plan, and she absolutely drew down on him and said, well, not until my committee takes a look at him and says what's going to go on. I mean, she made it sound like as if she's the wherewithal here again.
Well, that's how they are. Listen, I think that they should look into this cryptocurrency as well, but, you know, they like puffing their chests out and showing how awesome they are. The hearings, again, you see these hearings that they have, and you know, I watch them in regards to the big tech companies, and it shows just how woefully unprepared many of these Congress people are. I mean, not all of them, but many of them, with some of the dumb questions that they go ahead and ask. It's sad.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know who Zillow is, right?
Zillow?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, Zillow has come out with a report, a survey they've done, and says almost 40% of the homes are free and clear of a mortgage. I know mine is.
How many they said, 70?
40%.
Oh, 40. I thought I said 70.
That sound about right?
Yeah, but the thing, I talk about this all the time. Listen, you never own your house. This is one of the things that's interesting about real estate in the United States. It drives me crazy. There was a story about an Air Force veteran whose home was taken from him. It was sold in auction because he was short $300-something on his taxes. And it was clear, paid for it free and clear, but it was actually an error. And that's not right.
Right. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel. Stay low.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. He's going to be up there sweltering in the heat today. I'll have to ask him tomorrow how hot it was up there today. But we'll be right back with more. Kathy, take us to the break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.